Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. We're starting from the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. Everybody, please mute yourselves. We're holding the last two lines of Pei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, V'tumas tohaim deziva loy meratzeh, V'hotan yereb yoisi oimer. Robert, we just started, we're at Pei Amud Beis, the last two lines. This Gemara is referring back to the Braisa that we brought about 10-12 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Braisa begins Toshima de Tani Rabchia. Amar Rava Toshima de Tani Rabchia. Le Amru Tumas Hatahoim El Lames Bilvat. Back in our Mishnah, we had Tumas Hatahoim. And Rabchia says Tumas Hatahoim only applies to Tumas Mes. Remember, what is Tumas Hatahoim? Tumas Hatahoim is a situation where nobody anywhere, even in Africa, Australia, or Alaska, nobody throughout the world knows that there's tumma on that spot. The classic case would be like you have today in Eretz Yisrael. Person owns a piece of land, a piece of property. Eventually he sells it to a developer. The developer, which might be a large hotel chain, or it might just be a private company, decides to build a tall skyscraper. They dig a very deep foundation, and as they keep on digging, they find, unfortunately, many bones, and then they realize that this is a long-lost cemetery from perhaps 800 or 1,000 years ago. Did anybody know about that? No one knew that there was a cemetery there. So that's called Tumas HaTohayim, that it was beyond anybody's imagination. Nobody had any idea. So it said in our Mishnah that if you have a person who brought a carbon, for instance, a carbon Pesach or a Nozir, and then subsequently we found out that he had Tumas HaTohayim, do we say that the carbon is no good? No, the carbon is good because the tzitz is meratza on Tumas HaTohayim. What's the basis of Tumas HaTohayim? Mechem will see later in the Gemara today. It's based on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now, Reb Chiya in the Braisa said that this Tumas HaTohayim only applies to Tumas Mes, not to other tumais. And the Gemara was struggling yesterday, Lim'utaymai, what does this come to exclude? Does it come to exclude Tumas HaTohayim, the Sheretz? No. Does it come to exclude Koihanim as opposed to the Baalim? No. Rather, it comes to exclude Tumas HaTohayim de Ziva. Now, what means Tumas HaTohayim de Ziva? The term Tumas HaTohayim by Ziva is somewhat of a borrowed term. We mean to say is a tumma that nobody knows and nobody has any idea. What is that? For instance, the Gemara gives two separate examples. You could have a case of lemoshel a shemeres yoim keneged yoim. What means a shemeres yoim keneged yoim? Any woman during her ziva period, not during the nida period, she already saw nida blood, she went to the mikveh, and now she's during the period of the yud aleph yoim shebein nida lenida. During that period of time, what happens if she sees blood? Very unusual. They normally wouldn't see blood at that time, but she does. Says the Torah, what you have to do is let the woman wait until the next day. The next day she should be bodekes. She should go and check herself out in the morning. If she sees a Baruch Hashem totally clean, totally dry, she can go to the mikveh, and we can assume that in Yetz Hashem she will be tahira. However, if she sees blood at any time during the rest of the day, unfortunately, she is going to become now a zava that saw twice. That's the Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, that she has to wait on the second day and see what's the story. If during that day, after she toiveled, she saw blood again, unfortunately, she's now a zava that saw twice. What are the ramifications? The ramifications are that the next day, she's again Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim on day number three. Again, she has to be bodekes in the morning. Hopefully, she is totally clean. She'll go to the mikveh. She's hoping that everything will be fine until nightfall. And if it is, great, she is tahira. But what happens if she sees blood once again in the afternoon? Uh-oh, then she becomes a zava gedoyla because she's seen blood 3 days in a row, and now she's going to have to count shiva the kiyam and eventually bring a carbon. So what our Gemara is talking about is now it's day number two. She saw, for instance, on Sunday, she saw blood. And now it's Monday morning, Baruch Hashem clean, went to the mikveh, she's hoping that everything will be fine. And that Monday turns out to be Erev Pesach. And what does she do? She puts her name on the list of the Noshim Tzidkanios that want to eat from the Karban Pesach, and they do a Shechita, and they do a Zrika on behalf of her and other people similarly situated. And unfortunately, later on, we find out that she, in fact, did see blood a second time. Now, since she saw blood, there's no question that she is Tameya. She will not be able to eat her Karban Pesach. The question is, does she have to bring a Karban Pesach for Pesach Sheni? And the answer is that if you hold that this is Tumas HaTehoim, the reason why this is Tumas HaTehoim is because nobody in the world knew. Is she going to see blood? Is she not going to see blood? The only one that knew was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how it gets the title Tumas HaTehoim, that nobody knows what's going to happen later that day. So what's the din? Says Reb Chiya, since Tumas HaTehoim only applies to mess, it doesn't apply to Ziva. Unfortunately, she is going to be a Zova, and she will have to go and bring a second Karban Pesach. That's the Parsha Pshat that the Gemara learned at the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. All those of you that have just joined us, we're starting on the bottom, the last two lines of Pei Amud Beis. So Gemara said that Reb Chiya in his Braisa, when he said there's only Tumas Tehoim for Lames Bulvad, Lemute Tumas Tehoim de Ziva. Freit Yimar Tumas Tehoim de Ziva Loi Meratze. I'll show you from a Braisa that Reb Yoisi holds that even by Tumas Tehoim de Ziva, the tzitz works. Where do I find that? What time Reb Yoisi Oimer? Shemer Yisrael Kenegit Joy. Shishchotoi Vizorkoi Oleha. They went on Erev Pesach, and they shechted, and they did a Zrik Zadam on behalf of this Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, because she told us that she had already done a Bedika, and she had gone to the Mikveh, and she's hoping that she will now be Tehoira tonight, and that's why they shechted in Zayrik, B'sheni Shiloh on the second day. V'yachakach, and then after that, Ruasa, unfortunately 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, after they already brought the Karban Pesach, she saw blood. Obviously, she cannot eat because she's Tameya. However, she's Peturim Elasas Pesach Sheni. She doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Why not? After all, she's Tameya. She cannot go and eat this Karban Pesach. Lav Mishum Demuratzitzit. Probably because this is Tumas HaTehoim. It's Tumas HaTehoim because nobody in the world knew, including her, whether she's going to see blood or not. And Tumas HaTehoim, just like by mess, is Meratza. Tumas HaTehoim by the din of Ziva is also Meratza. So therefore the pshat that we gave in Reb Chiya's Braisa, that Tumas HaTehoim is only by Mes and not by Ziva, I see even by Ziva the tzitz is Meratza. Otherwise, why she parted from Pesach Sheni? And the more Amik. No, the Kasha is no Kasha. Loi. Mishum Dekasov. Reb Yoisi Mekanel Abah Himetama. Reb Yoisi holds that on the second day when she's a Shemeres, Yom Keneged Yom, when she does a Pedika in the morning, and she discovers that she's totally clean, and then afterwards she goes and she toivels, she is now totally Tehoira. She's no longer a Zava, she's totally Tehoira. If she sees later in the afternoon at 4 or 5 o'clock, that's a brand new Ziva, brand new, unrelated to the Ziva of before. Parenthetically, that's a very difficult pshat, because we know that a Zava Gedoyla is as a result of adding up day 1, day 2, and day 3. To go and say that day 2, she's no longer a Zava, and now any new blood is a brand new Ziva number 1, that L'choyah doesn't stim. It should be day 2 out of the 3 days that could transform her into a Zava Gedoyla. The Gemara is going to ask that Kasha a little bit further down on the Amud. All we need to know at this point is Rabbi Yossi holds that as soon as she did her bedik on day 2, and she did, and she went and toiveled, she's totally tahira. So therefore, when the carbon was brought on her behalf on Erev Pesach afternoon, they did a shechita, and they did a zrika, she's absolutely yoitza her din of bringing the carbon Pesach. Later on, she's Tameya. Okay, she's Tameya, what can I do? but she's potter from bringing Pesach Sheni. It's no different than any other Jew in Klal Yisrael. Every hundreds of thousands of people are online. They want to get the Karban Pesach shechted on their behalf. Baruch Hashem, they shechted the Karban Pesach. Everything is great. He's looking forward to eating tonight. 5 minutes before he goes to shul on Leil Pesach, unfortunately, he steps on a sheretz. He became not tummy to a sheretz. He didn't have enough time to toivel in the mikveh, and unfortunately, he's going to be tummy. Will he be able to eat the Karban Pesach that night? No. Does he have to bring a new Karban Pesach, a Pesach Sheni? No. Why? Because at the time of the Shechita and Zrika, everything was perfect. The fact that he becomes tummy later on, I can't help that. He cannot eat. And the eating is not ma'akev. If at the time of the Shechita and Zrika, everything was perfect, he does not have to go and bring another Pesach Sheni. And that's the same thing with Gabe. This is over on the second day. Freitag Gemara, you're telling me that Rav Yossi holds Mekarla Bohimatam Votanya. Rav Yossi Oimer Ba Zov Bal Shtei Reiyos Sheshchotei Vizorka Ola Bishvi Yisholoi V'yach Kach Ro'o V'chein Shemeres Yom Kenegid Yom Sheshchotei Vizorka Olea B'Shein Yisholo. The Shemeres Yom is the same case we've been talking about until now. V'yach Kach Ro'o. So and then she saw blood again in the afternoon of that day. Hari Eilu Matam Mishkul Moshet Lema Freya. They're Matam Lema Freya. What do you mean, the mafreya? I thought you said that only metam mikan ul haba. The Gemara brought the Rabbi Yosef brings another case about the zov bal shtei reiyos. Zov bal shtei reiyos by a man who's a zov. He doesn't have to have three reiyos. He only needs two reiyos for him to go and count 7 clean days. So he already counted out Baruch Hashem 1, 2, 3, 4, all 7 clean days, and now on the 7th day is erev Pesach. Hey, checked himself in the morning, Baruch Hashem, clean, not a drop of ziva. He went to the mikveh, everything is great. They brought a Karban Pesach, Shechita, Zrika, everything is fine. Unfortunately, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he saw another ziva emission. Ay, ay, ay. What's the law? Number one is Matam and Mishkel Moshe Mafreya. The din of Mishkel Moshe is not Matam and Mekanel Haba, because it's so said the earlier 7 days, he's going to have to start again from day one, and therefore it's matam lemafreya. Aha! But still, betum lasu pesach sheni. Frey Timora, why didn't you just tell me that the whole reason why you put some pesach sheni is because after the bedika and after the tevila, you're done, you're finished? Rashi says because miktasayim kekuloi. It's as if by the Zava, she already completed her 2nd day. And it's as if by the Zav, he completed his 7th day. And any new Ziva blood on the part of the woman, any new Ziva emission on the part of the man, that's brand new. Yet it says over here, it's Matam and Mishkav Moshe Lamafreya. Avitimara Amri Maila Mafreya Midravan. That in truth, they start brand new countings. They are no longer stuck with their old ziva, because that ziva was completed. The Shemeres Yom Kenegid Yom, she finished her ziva by the fact that she went to the mikveh, she had been boidek, done. She's tahoira. She's only menatoira netame mikan ulahaba. Same thing with Gabe, the zov on day number 7, only metame mikan ulahaba. It says here in the Braisa that she's metame lemafreya. That's what Rabbanan put on a special additional layer of gezeira. But min haTorah, it's only mekana lava. V'af Rabbi Yoshi yisav metam lemafreya midrabanan. Rabbi Yoshi holds the same thing. The sign Rabbi Yoshi oimer, aval azav shiro'o b'shvi shuvay, azav that saw on the 7th day, soyser eshelavanav. It's soyser the previous days. Barshim Shat means it's soyser all 7 days. V'yom le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, 1 second, lo yisra eliyoimai. No, if azav sees ziva emission on day number 7, it only destroys that day, not the 7 days. And the Gemara asks, that doesn't make sense. Reman of Shach. Ikasav lamafreyahu metamei. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that when the Zav sees ziva emission on day number 7, then it goes lamafreyah after the kulunister. So it should be so. He said, all 7 days, you should have to start from day 1 once again. Because you're supposed to have 7 clean days, and unfortunately, the Zav saw on day number 7, start again tomorrow from day number 1. If he holds oh, Baruch Hashem, he already finished his ziva by the fact that day number 7 he checked and it was bodek and he went to the mikveh and therefore the ziva is now history. If that's the case, and you only metame kana labar, in other words, if the zav sees ziva emission on day number 7, so says Yimara, yoyim enami loy nister, it shouldn't even be soiser one day. Rabbi Yochanan says it's soiser one day, it shouldn't be soiser anything. Rather, that new ziva emission that he saw today, that should start the first year of a new cycle that we have to go and check. Meaning that if he sees a second time, then again it will have to be 7 days because of he's a Zav Godel. He's a Zav after 2 times. However, if he only sees that day, Rashi says he has a din like a Balkari, he'll go to the mikvah and he'll be tar at night. What is this business about being soiser that day? Says the Gemara, you're right. It's not soiser anything. Zero. Why is it not soiser anything? Because as soon as the Zav on day 7 in the morning, after davening, he checked himself out, he went to the mikveh, he is now totally tohar, because mikta sayom kekulo, we are done. If he sees any ziva later that day, menatoira, he's going to start a new counting of ziva. If that's the only ziva that he sees, he's like a balkeri, goes to the mikveh, will be tohar beherif shamish. The Amalei, and when Rabbi Oishi heard this whole pshat from Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Rabbi Oishi kori kavaseich, Rabbi Oishi holds just like you. What means just like you? For Rabbi Oishi oimetam mishkev u'moshel mafreya. And you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's all mikan u'lahabba. In other words, if you hold that it's l'mafreya, you're saying that we have not finished the counting of the 7 days. And if the Zav sees on day 7, ziva, it destroys everything and we got to start from scratch. A new 7 days. That means Matam Mishkan Moshe L'Mafreya. But you just said now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yossi and according to Boishia, that Rabbi Yossi would hold, no, that it's not Soiser at all, and we start a brand new ziva because the old ziva is already completed. Since any tumah would be Mikan Labah. So how can you go and say that Reb Oishia holds like Reb Yossi? This whole din that we said that it's Matam L'Mafreya, it's only Midrabanan. Because Minat Torah, once you've done a degree of Bedika and Shmira and Tvila on day 7 by the Zav, and by the Shemeres Yoim on day number 2, you're finished, you're done. Anything after that, min ha-toyra is only matam mikan laba. It's only midrabanan that you go back l'mafreya. Good. Zokti mor l'arbi yoisi hashad yomar. Mikan laba hu matamei. Now that you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yoisi, by ziva, always on day 2 of the Shemeres Yoim, or on day 7 of the Zav, what's the din? The reason why they are tohoyrim is because they're only metama mikan al haba, meaning that any tumah that there was previously has been resolved, has ended by the fact that on day 2 the Shemeres Yoim has been bodekes and gone to the mikvah and she was clean. That's it. If she sees new blood that day, it's mikan al haba min ha-toyra. It's not metama mila mafreya, mikan al haba. Same thing by the zav on day number 7. So hashu yomah mikan al haba hu metame. Then lemes bulvad lemute mai. So let's get back to Reb Chiya. We start off with Reb Chiya today in the Braisa that says that the whole din of tumas atahoyim only applies to a mess. It doesn't apply to something else. And we said on the bottom of the Omid, the end of yesterday's shir, what does that come lemute? Lemute tumas ziva. That when you have tumas atahoyim of ziva, the tzitz is not meratza. The Gemara is saying now, according to Reb Yossi, there is no tumas hatahoim by ziva. What means tumas hatahoim by ziva? Tumas hatahoim means that at the entire day, the zav is thinking to himself, will I see more ziva? Will I not see more ziva? The shemeres yoim keneged yoim, that lady says, will I see more blood that day? Will I not see blood that day? Nobody in the world knows the answer to that question. Only the Beshefa, only the Rabbeinu Shlomo knows whether the Zav is going to see another emission and whether the Zavah is going to see more blood. So that's called Tumas HaTohayim. So according to the end of yesterday's Gemara, the din of Tumas HaTohayim by mess, the tzitz is Meratza. By Tumas HaTohoim, by Ziva, the Tzitz is not Meratza. Now the Gemara is saying is, there is no Hecha Timtza of Tumas HaTohoim by Ziva. Because after the person went to the mikveh, the Tumas Ziva ended. It's history. Any new Ziva sighting will be Mikan Ulahampa. So Ibazoi, if there is no case of Tumas HaTohoim by Ziva, so Lemes Bulvod Lemute Mai, what did Rabbi Chiya mean by saying that there's only Tumas HaTohoim by Mes and nowhere else? So the Choyra, since I can no longer use this teretz about excluding Tumas Ziva, probably it's Nifshek Mino, our Shaila of yesterday. Remember, even before we got to Rav Chiya, if you turn back again to Pei Amud Beis, at the two dots, which is roughly three quarters down the Amud on Pei Amud Beis, Boy Rami Bar Chama asked, Koyin Amaratza Bekobin Yisrael. In our Mishnah, we said the Tumas HaTohoim is Maratza on the Nozir, the Oisa Pesach. What about the Kohen who's bringing those Karbanos? In other words, the Nozir and the Oisa Pesach, those are the Balin. Those are the people themselves that are bringing the Karban. But there's a Kohen that's doing that Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash on their behalf. So the Kohen Amaratza Bekobinos Sehem. Bekobinos Sehem means in the Karban Pesach or the Karbanos Nazirus. What happens after he finished doing the Shechita Medazrika? We find out that he was living on a plot of land where we just got a news bulletin that they found a cemetery down below from 800 years ago. So it's now a Tumas HaTohoim. Do you say, it's only the Baalim or the Koyin Loi? And therefore the Gemara wanted to be poishit from the Brice of Reb Chiya, that Brice of Reb Chiya said, only the Mes Bulvot, that this only is for the Balim and not for the Koyim. But now that the Gemara said, no, it's nothing to do with Lemute Koyim, it's Lemute the Ziva case. But now that we said it's not Lemute the Ziva case, so let us go and say that the Brice is coming to tell you that the din of Tumas HaTohoim is not only the Balim, but also applies to the Koyhanim. Everyone, Amri, the Oilam, the Balim. Oh, be Pesach. No. I have no raya to be poishet the shayla of Rami Bar Chama. Why don't I have a raya? Because it could be with Taku Babal, and we're talking about Oisa Pesach. You said, what does the Tumas HaTohoim Lemes Bulvod come to exclude? Comes to exclude the din of Tumas Sheret. Because Sovra ain't Sheikh to Mizorkin Altmei Sheret. What happens if you have a person who's talking to Masheretz on Erev Pesach? Even though it's very simple for him to become Tohar, he just jumps into the mikvah, jumps out, waits for Erev Shemesh, and then he is Tohar. It's a machloikis, what you can go and shecht, and you can be Zoyrik the Karim Pesach on his behalf. Because as we are standing now at the time of the Shechit and the Zrika, he's Tameh. Tonight he will be Tohar. So should we bring a carbon for him, or should we not bring a carbon for him? This man, the Omar, in Reb Chiya's Braisa holds, Ein Shirk the Mazorkin Al Tumei Sheretz. Aha! Now what happens if he got a Tumas Sheretz? Al Yedei Tumas HaTohoim? So I might think, just like by Mes, Tumas HaTohoim, the Tzitz is Meratza, maybe by Tumas Sheretz, Tumas HaTohoim, the Tzitz is also Meratza. How do you have a Tumas HaTohoim by Sheretz? Remember we looked at the Toisis yesterday, that the person put his hand into a mound of earth and touched something, and he didn't think anything about it. And then later on, they dug up that mound, and they found out that there were dead Sheretz in there that he had touched. I didn't know I touched the dead Sheretz. That's what we call Tumas HaTohoim. Nobody knew that there were dead Sheretz in that mound. Anyway, so therefore says the Gemara, because of Ein Sheretz Zorik Al Tumei Sheretz, the Itzrich Lamutei, that's why I need the halacha of Rav Chiya, that Tumas HaTohoim is only Meratza on Tumas Mes, it's not Meratza on Tumas Sheretz. Fine. So we've envied the Brice of Rav Chiya, and we do not have a riot to be poishit, the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. But we do have another question, and we noted this earlier on at the top of the Amid. Freitimo el Rabbi Yosi. What did we say about Rabbi Yosi? That Lemoshul, if you have a Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim, on day number 2. And she went and she did her bedikah, and she was clean. And she went to the mikveh. She's done. She's finished now. She's tahoira. She's no longer a zava. If we see ziva later on that day, min ha-tahoira, it's only metame mikan ulehaba. Frey Timara, how do you ever get to a zava gemura, a zava gedoyla? Which means, by definition, always means that you add up day 1, day 2, day 3. She saw 3 times. Now she's a Zavag Doyla. She has to have Shimon Akiyam and bring Karbanis. No. Every single time on day 2 or day 3, let her go and be boida quickly in the morning. If she finds that she's clean, she goes to the mikveh. And any new Ziv will be day number 1. It won't be day 2. It won't be day 3. It'll be brand new. Everything Gemara Heich Mishkachas La Bishoyfas. Bishoyfas means that unfortunately she has an ongoing flow the entire 3 days, so that she never stopped to be able to say, okay, I was boidik, it's clean, I'm going to the mikveh. She couldn't go to the mikveh, because even while she's going to the mikveh, it's still flowing. And therefore, that would be the case. You have 3 days in a row, flow, 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 and then she has a zavim type. Ibo Yisei V'kin Goyin Shiruasa Kol Shnei Ben Hashmoshes. You don't have to go and say that she was shifas all 3 days. Make life a little bit easier. And that is Sunday evening, for instance. From the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes until the end of Ben Hashmoshes. Let's assume, for argument's sake, the Ben Hashmoshes is 72 minutes. Fine. So, the first second of that 72 minutes, when it was still day Sunday, till the final moment of the Ben Hashmoshes 72 minutes later, which is already Sunday night, that entire time she was Shifa'as. Oh, therefore she had already 2 Re'iyos. She had Re'iyah number 1 on Sunday, and she had Re'iyah number 2 on Sunday night, which is Monday. 2 days in a row. Okay. Now, Monday, next morning, everything, Baruch Hashem, is fine and good and wonderful. And Monday evening, once again, 72 minutes, she sees straight during those 72 minutes. So therefore, she saw again on day 2, by the fact that it was the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes. And she saw on Monday night, which is already Tuesday. So during those periods of time, during those 2 Ben Hashmoshes, there was no way for her to go and do a bedikah and to go and do a tevila, because she saw constantly during those 2 periods. And therefore, she had 3 days altogether, she becomes a Zavag Doyla. All the Gemara, the whole difference between the first answer and the second answer is, they're both talking about that she shoyfas, that she didn't have a chance to go and do a bedikah, and that is a clean bedikah, and go to the mikveh. Just that the first teretz is that it's 72 hours straight, and the second teretz is, no, it's 72 minutes on Sunday night, 72 minutes on Monday night. Both of those 72 minutes, it was shoyfas, that entire period, so she was not able to go and do a clean bedikah, and she could not go to the mikveh, and therefore you'll have 3 days straight, and unfortunately she'll become a zava gedolah. Good. New shtickle gemara. Yes?
If she didn't go to the mikveh, then she would become a zava gedolah. Why does the gemara have to go through the whole shafas scenario? Because on the third day, she saw before she went to the bedikah, and she didn't because she didn't go to the mikvah. So she didn't because she didn't see blood, and then she didn't go to the mikvah yet, and then she sees blood. She does another before she goes to the mikvah. The whole premise of the question of how you cannot become a Zavah Gedolah, how she can't become a Zavah Gedolah, is that she went to the mikvah early on the third day. If she didn't go to the mikvah on the third day, that's a very simple way she becomes a Zavah Gedolah. Why isn't the Gemara entertain that?
Both on day number 2 and day number 3, she has to go and do a bedikah. The Gemara could theoretically say that she didn't do a bedikah either. Not only didn't she go to the mikveh, she didn't do a bedikah. If she didn't do a bedikah, then automatically it's going to be day number 2 and then day number 3, because we'll have to assume that she saw more blood. We were talking about Nishei Yisrael, Hakshedim, Hakshedrois, that they don't want to be Tameim. They don't want to be Tameim for their husbands. They don't want to be Tameim for Truma. They don't want to be Tameim for Kachin. And so therefore, as soon as she wakes up in the morning, she's going to do a quick bedikah. Ah, Baruch Hashem, clean, clean, clean. She's going to go to the mikveh as soon as possible, so that she should rid herself of any tumah. The Gemara says, if that's what the Bnei Yisrael are going to do all the time, we're never going to have a case of it mushrooming and it becoming a zavag doyla. Which woman in her own, even if she's not so frum, not so religious, No woman wants to become a Zavid Doyla, because then she'll always be Asura for 7 days straight. And then she has to have Shiva Nikiyim. And then that'll cause her to be Tamei for another 7 days. So it's always in their best interest to do a quick Bedika and do a quick Tevila. And if that's the case, how will any Bnei Yisrael ever go and mushroom into Zavig Doyla? Because if they do that, then Lemaisa, you're right, the Gemara L'Choyre could have given that Teret. The Gemara wants to talk about what's the normal Shtaiga, the normal Derech Eretz, the Oirech Ara. The normal Oirech Ara is that the women would be Boidik, they would go to the mikveh, and then they would discover that they are clean, only to their dismay that later on in the day they are no longer clean. And so, according to Rabbi Yossi, it does not add up to Zavig Gedoyla unless she did not have the ability to go and do a clean bedika and go to the mikveh, which would be a case of shafas. Otherwise, and in fact, the old ziva went away, and we start a fresh new count. Now, the Gemara asks a shaila similar to what we asked yesterday. Again, going back to Pei Amid Beis, Boi Rami Bar Chama, we know from the Mishnah that Baalim, there's a din that the tzitz is meratza on tumasat tahoim by a mess. And the Gemara asks, what's the halacha legabi a koyin? And the Gemara was not poishit that shaila. Now that shaila by a koyin was legabi a nozir and an oisa pesach. And now the Gemara asks an identical question, a parallel question by the carbon tamid. Boy Rav Yosef, koyin amaratza betamid. You had a koyin that did the shchitas atamid, the tamid that you bring every single day, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bir aboyim. He did the zrika, and after he was finished with the whole shchita and the zrika and the whole 9 yards, somebody reports to him, you know, Cohen, you know where you're living there on 5 Main Street? They just dug up the property, and they found some old bones there, and the scientists determined that those bones are there for the last 800 years, and nobody in the world knew that there was a tumas atai. So what's the question? The question is, do you have to go and bring a brand new carbon tamid because it was brought bipsul, it was tamay, or not? So Shaila by Rabbi Yosef, Kainim Barat v'tamid, Hutra loy tumas atayim alay. Do you say that there's a heter of tumas atayim? Im tim tzolim, if you're going to be poishit, yesterday Shaila of Rami Bar Chama, that Kainim Barat v'kabane seyim, what means kabane seyim? Like it says in the parentheses, Shul nazva oisa pesach, Hutra loy tumas atayim, if you're going to go and pask it over there, by the Nazir and Oisa Pesach, that in fact there is a din of the tzitz meratza by Tumas Atahoyim. That's there by the Nazir and Oisa Pesach. Koine meratza betomid, my, what would you say, the Gabi Karben Tomid? Mi amrini ki gemir Tumas Atahoyim bepesach betomid loy gemir. The halach of Tumas Atahoyim, that the tzitz is meratza, we only know by Pesach and we only know by Nazir. But we don't know by Tomid. Why only by Nozer and by Oisa Pesach? So Rashi said yesterday, and we're going to see later on today, that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Those are the rules that were submitted by Kodesh Baruch Hu, transmitted by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and transmitted to us over all the generations, and that's it. This Halacha was not said by Tamid. Oy Dilma, or perhaps, Yalef Tamid mi Pesach. Maybe I can learn the Halacha of Tamid from Pesach. In other words, even though the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai did not enumerate Tamid, it only enumerated the Pesach and the Nazir, but maybe Tamid I can learn from a Yalfusa, from a Limud. What Limud would that be? Amar Rava Kal V'Chaymer. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Ava Mokim Shloi Hutuloi Tuma Yidua Hutuloi Tuma Satahoim. The Mokim Shloi Hutuloi Tuma Yidua, Rashi says on the last line, this is talking about a Nazir and Oise Pesach, that are bringing their own private korbanis yochid. We're not talking about a tumah hutra b'tzibah, we're talking about a yochid. Now, if that yochid has tumah yidua, meaning, let's talk about the oisa pesach, it's erev pesach, he knows he is a tmei mess, and he knows that he is in the minority, he has to go and bring his korban pesach on pesach sheni, but he wants to bring it on pesach rishon. Sorry, fellow, if we know for a fact that you are Tummy Tumas Mess, no heter, get out of here, you cannot bring your carbon on Erev Pesach. However, that same individual, if it was not Tummy Yidua, but rather after they finished doing this Rikas HaKarbin, subsequently he finds out that he was Tummy as a result of Tumas HaTahoyim, says our Mishnah, the Tzitz is Meratza. So, if it was a tumah yidua, he's stuck. The carbon won't help. If it was a tumah setahayim, the tzitz will be meratz. Okay, is a chmadach, that's the halacha. Mokim shehutzuloi tumah yidua. What means mokim shehutzuloi? Meaning that Gans Klal Yisrael, the Roiv Klal Yisrael were unfortunately Tameim. So, Tumma Hutra Betzibur. Ein Oidin, shouldn't I say for sure, Shehutra Tumma Satahoim. Avada, we should say Tumma Satahoim. So now, what is the Kal B'Chaymer? Because the second part of the Kal B'Chaymer, which is the Mokan Shehutra Tumma Yedua, is not only by Oisa Pesach. It's by any carbon Tzibur. We know that that's the halacha, that by all Kabbanah is Tzibur. The din is tumah hutra betzibur, or tumah tchuyehi betzibur, but it's mut. Okay? So mokash hutra le tumah yidua, like by the carbon tavit, which is a carbon seabur, where the tumah yidua is nimchal, no problem. Tumah hutra or tchuyehi betzibur. And the din, shahutra le tumah satayim, if we discover that the koyin was tumah tumah satayim, then he should certainly be tahar. So therefore we have a kal v'chomer from the halachal Moshe Sinai, of the Oisa Pesach. Frank Timur.
Salomar. It's not really a from Kavachomer because it's an Imtim Salomar, right?
What do you mean Imtim Salomar?
We said we asked about Rabbi Barhama about the Kohen in that scenario.
Correct.
Now we're saying the Kohen in the scenario. So it's a maybe Kavachomer, not a Vade
Kavachomer according to the opinion that Imtim Salomar. In other words, we asked the Shaila according to Rabbi Barchama. Rabbi Barchama asked the Shaila. We were not poshut the Shaila. So now, there are two ways of being poshut. I, Imtim Tzolaymar, you can go and say that Tumas HaTohayim is Nimchal, not Nimchal, that Tzitz is Meratza on Tumas HaTohayim by the Koyim, or Imtim Tzolaymar that the Din of the Tzitz Meratza is only by Baalim and not by the Koyim. So it could be 50-50, one way or the other. So says the Gemara, Imtim Tzolaymar, if you're going to be poshut the Shaila of Rambam Bachama, then in fact, Kohanim also have the benefit of Tumas HaTohayim by Nozir and Oisa Pesach, then based on a Kal V'Chomer, I will apply this din as well to the Karban Tamid. Obviously, if there's no such din by the Kohen, by the Oisa Pesach, and by the Nozir, you can learn as many Kal V'Chomers as you want, you won't be able to learn anything because you don't know yet what the din is by the Koyim, by the Oisa Pesach and Nazir. So on the Tzad, Imtim Tzolayim, that in fact the Koyim has the Heter of Tumas and Tahoyim by Nazir and Oisa Pesach, based on that I can go and do a Kal V'Chomer to the din of Tamid. Pray to one Amri, Umi Dainin and Kal V'Chomer Mehalacha. You start off with a Lachal Moshe Sinai. L'choy Lachal Moshe Sinai is something which has no logic. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent and transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is it, whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not. Tos it dalach. So how can you learn a Kal V'Chomer from that? But Tanya, I'll show you a Befeinu Shebraisa. Amalei Reb Lezer, Akiva, Etzim Kisoyr Halacha, Revi Estam Kal V'Chomer, V'Yim Dona Kal V'Chomer, Me Halacha. What is this all about? So if you look at the Rashi, Rashi is four lines into the narrow lines. You'll see there's two dots. There's no bold font, but a new Rashi begins. Terblez Rabbi Kiva b'mesechtes nozer demrin and hosa. Revi'ez dam ein hanozer migaleich al mago'o v'al maso'o. Rabbi Lezer said that what happens if a nozer touched or carried a revi'ez dam of a mes rachmon litzlan, the nozer doesn't have a din of kiluach. In other words, he remains tohoir. He does not have to do tiglachas. The Gemara of Akiva, chas v'shalom kal v'chomer. Of course he's tamei. Of course the nozer has to go and cut off his hair and start from the beginning. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma'etzem kiseoira she'ein mitamei odom bi'oihel. We know that if chas v'shalom, you find an etzem. Etzem means a bone nebuch of a dead individual. The whole bone is as small as a sa'ira, as a barley corn. Very small. It's not metame ba'oil. But, why isn't it metame ba'oil? Because ba'oil, you're only metame if you have roiv minyan or roiv binyan of the person that's on this. One isolated etzem is not metame ba'oil. But nevertheless, everybody agrees, if you touch a bone, or if you move the bone, then clearly everybody agrees that you're going to be tame. That's why we always talk about when you have that beis hapras, or beis haperes, where there are bones, unfortunately, strewn around that field, we say don't walk there because you're going to become tame. Not because of tumas oil you'll be mild, but because you might kick a bone, and therefore you'll be tame as a result of maga u'mas. So etzem kisoyer is not metame b'oil, but it's metame maga u'mas. Revius dam shemetame odem b'oil. What happens if chas v'sholem there's a revius of dam nebuch of a dead individual inside an oil? Anybody and everybody inside that oil becomes tame. How do I know? It says in the pasuk, Al kol nafshis meis liyovoi, and nefesh is a reference to dam, because it says in the pasuk, Ki adam hu anofesh. Anyway, a revius dam is metam b'oil. If the tum is dam, if the revius dam is metame oil, then it certainly should be metame the nozer maga umasa. So clearly, we have over here a kal b'chayim. Etzem kis oira is not metame b'oil, but it's metame b'maga umasa. Revius dam, which is metame oil, then of course it's metame maga umasa. The chayim is a very good kal b'chayim. It's Ammaloid of Blezler, Bekiva, so Blezler said, Bekiva, it's a Gevaldige Kalva Chayim, but Etzem Kisoyra Shanoz Megalech Omago Masa, that's a Lochel Moish Me Sinai. Vein Kosu Bateira, there's no Possig for that. Or V is Damat the Balil might be Mena be Kalva Chayim. Ein Donim Kalva Chayim Me Alocha. And we Dover a Kosu Bateira. And therefore says the Gemara, you cannot learn a Kalva Chayim from Halach. If that's the case, how did we just attempt here on the Omer Aleph to go and learn a Kal V'Chaymer? Rabba said, if you're going to hold, Imtim Tzoloymer, like Barry says, if you're going to go and Paskin Rami Bar Chomish Shaila, that Koyin is Maratza by the Tumas HaTohoyim is Maratza by Nozav O'isa Pesach, by a Koyin, then Kal V'Chaymer, a Koyin by the Karbin Tomid. How can you make a Kal V'Chaymer from Halacha L'Moshmi Sinai? Elamarov, you're right. Don't learn with a kal v'chomer. Yalef mi'ado mi'ado mi Pesach. We're going to learn mi'ado mi'ado from Korban Pesach. What means mi'ado mi'ado? So we had this already several days ago in the Gemara that we know Hilchos Shabbos by Pesach from Tumid, and we know Hilchos Tumah by Tumid from Pesach. What does all of that mean? As you know, you have to go and bring a Korban Tumid every single day of the week. What about Shabbos? Shabbos, you know that I go and shecht on Shabbos. Chas v'sholem. Netilas neshama. It's one of the Lamed Tes Malachas. Oh, but the Pasuk says that when you go and bring the carbon musaf on Shabbos, it's mulvad, it's in addition to the regular oilas yoim b'yoimai that you bring every single day, it's in addition to that. Since it says in the Pasuk that it's in addition to the regular oilas yoim b'yoimai, meaning the regular kamis tamid, the regular carbon tamid, shai, is a charai, the carbon tamid is doich Shabbos. How do I know that carbon Erev Pesach is doich Shabbos? Like this year, Erev Pesach Cholos Shabbos. How do I know you bring the Erev Pesach on Shabbos? Because it says Mayadoi over here, and it says Mayadoi over there. You learn one Mayadoi from the other Mayadoi. Aleit. That's the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. What do the Gabi Hilchos Tumah? Well, we know that by carbon Pesach, that Tumah Hutchu Betzibur or Tumah Tchuyahi Betzibur. How do I know from the pasuk Ish Ki Atom LeNefesh? Ish is Nitcha LePesach Sheini, but the Tzibur is not Nitcha LePesach Sheini. Ah, that's by Karm Pesach. How do I know Tabid? Meyado Meyado. Ah, so I already have an existing framework of Gzeira Shabbat. So throw now into the pot that if you're going to be Poishet Rami Bar Chomish Shaila, that a Koyin has the benefit of Tumas HaTohoyim as well, not only the Bala, but also the Koyin, by the din of Korban Pesach. So we're going to learn now the din Miyada Miyada from Pesach to the din of Korban Tamid. L'choy is a bissel shver. What's a bissel shver? How come you cannot go and learn a Kal V'choyim mehalacha? How can you even go and learn a Gzeira Shava mehalacha? What's pshat? So the Tzlach says that the reason why there's a difference between Kal V'choyim and between a Gzeira Shava is very simple. Because when you're talking about a Kal V'Chomer is based on logic. Halacha L'Moshe Sinai has nothing to do with logic. That's a Gzeira Sakasa. The Kodesh Baruch Hu transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu a whole list of halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim. Whether you understand it, whether you don't understand it, it's like a choik. That's the din, whether you understand it or not. To try to learn from something that has no logic, a logical kal v'chomer, you can't. Because the whole basis of your kal v'chomer is you're starting off with something that is, not that it's illogical, but it doesn't have a specific din of logic to it. It's halacha l'moshe Sinai. So try to go and say, well, if this is the case for halacha l'moshe Sinai, then certainly in another case, we're going to go and make a kal v'chomer. That you can't do. However, Gzeira Shavah has nothing to do with logic. Gzeira Shavah just says, whatever appears by Pesach, the same halacha applies to Tamid. Whatever appears by Tamid applies to Pesach. We don't have Mayad and Mayavai. And after all, this is not the exclusive limud that we're learning the halacha of Tamid from Pesach. We've already learned other hilchos halachas of Pesach, of Tamid from Pesach. Which one is this? That's the din that Tumahutra Betzibur, or Tchuyi Betzibur. So that's what we learned too. Carbon Tamid. So at the same time, we're going to go and learn this din of Tumas HaTohayim by a Kohen, that the same halacha applies, Mo'yad Mi'ad Mi Pesach.
Excuse me, I don't understand the Gemara's question. The Badai is Mutter, I looked it up while you're talking on Ayin Zion. I was looking at it. Tumah Badai is Mutter, or the Chuyah of the Tzibur, and the Kohen is doing the Tamid. Tumas HaTohayim is a subset of it. What's the holding of Tumas Tom? The coin's coming because of some unknown Tumah. But if it's mutter, if he does the Tumid, and it's just as Maraja, and it's a known Tumah, how is it even entertained that it wouldn't work? Why is this a question?
Very good question, Barry. So let's start off again. When you're talking about Tumah Hutra Betzibur, Tumah Tchuyihi Betzibur, by a case of a carbon Tumid, by definition, we're not talking about the Baalim, because there really are no Baalim. It's no individual Yankel Smith or Shmerel McGillicuddy that's bringing a carbon. This is being brought by the Beis HaMikdash from the funds in the Lishkas of Gozes, from the funds of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're really referring to now the Kohanim. So the classic case of Tumah Hutra Betzibur by Kohanim would be that all the Kohanim of that Mishmar, or all the Kohanim in Yerushalayim, not one was available, because unfortunately all of them were tamei. So you don't have to go and import a kohen from Australia, since all the kohanim that are present that normally could do the avoida are unable to do the avoida. Tumah Hutra Betzibur, go and send in the carbon with one of the kohanim hatmei. Notice the last Rashi in Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, which you're asking from, says Rashi Hutra Loi Tumah Yidua. There are no Tohoinim available. Tumah Hutra Betzibur. Our case, however, the Tumas HaTohoinim is talking about that Baruch Hashem, there are 100 Kehanim, all there in the Beis Av, all willing to do the Avoida, all of them Kedoshim Utohoinim, there's no din of Tumah Hutra Betzibur, and one of the Kehanim was selected to do the Avoida that day for the Tumah. And he did the Shechita, and he did the Zrika, and he did a wonderful job. And then 3 hours later, somebody reports, did you hear the bulletin? I just heard it now. On Yeshiva World News, they discovered under the house of that Kohen that did the Avoida, old bones that were there from 800 years ago. Okay, so now do we have to bring the Tumah Shel Shachar once again? Why? This is not a Tumah Hutra Betzibur that all the Kehanim happened to have been Tamei. None of the Kohanim were Tamei. Even that person that did the carbon didn't realize that there was a Tumas HaTohayim. So if you say that he's Tamei, then the carbon was brought the Tumah. But that's not a Tumah Hutra Betzibur, because there are 99 other Kehanim that can still bring this carbon. So it was, if you will, was brought by Yochid, who was a Tamei, and therefore it's not a kosher carbon. We'll have to L'chayr bring the carbon over again. On the other hand, if you're going to go and tell me that Tumas HaTohayim is Mutter, and the tzitz is meratza, we won't have to bring it over again, because Baruch Hashem, since the kohen didn't know and nobody knew about this tumas hatoim, the korban is kosher, the tzitz is meratza, and we can move on. We don't have to go and bring another korban. Okay. Therefore, el marava miyada miyada. Freiti mara b'tumas hatoim gufa heichiksiva. We've assumed until now the whole time halacha l'moshe Sinai. The Gemara was trying to find a raya from a pasuk. And the Gemara brings three psukim now, Reb Lazar, and Reb Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Reb Lazar, Amr Kra, says in the pasuk. This pasuk is by the Nozir. v'chiyomus meis olav bepesa pisayin. That if, unfortunately, the nozer became tamei because a meis olav. Now you conjure up in your mind, what means yomus meis olav? That the nozer is sitting on a bench together with another individual, and all of a sudden, boom, that other individual never goes into sudden cardiac arrest and falls down onto the person who's the nazir, and yomus meis olav bepesa pisayin. Does it really have to be that he falls down on top of him and he knocks him over on the park bench or the shul bench? Couldn't it be talking about simply that the nazir walked into an oil mess, or for that matter, touched a mess or bimaga or bimasa? Why does it have to be that olav? And therefore, the word olav lechoyre is ibrik, superfluous, and therefore the Gemara darshins bimachveres olav. When is the nozer considered to be tamei? When it's mechuver. Mechuver means that it's crystal clear that he knows that there was a mess. If it's by tumas etahoyim, nobody knew that there was a mess, so it was not crystal clear to him. That's why the tzitz is merat. The Tuma Ashkhanoz, Oise Pesach Minon, what's arrived by Oise Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan Mekrad says in the Pasuk, Uvederech Rechoyka Lochem. Now, the Gemara is only quoting part of the Pasuk. The whole Pasuk is, as we know, Ish Ish Ki Yatomel Nefesh, Oivederech Rechoyka Lochem, Oivederech Seichem, Vyosa Pesach Lashem. So it says, Tomel Nefesh, Oivederech Rechoyka Lochem. Now, why does it say Lochem? It should just simply say, Ish Ish Ki Yatomel Nefesh, Oivederech Rechoyka. What's it then? Then he has to bring Pesach Sheni. What is this Lochem all about? So the Gemara says that Lechem is not only modifying Mederech HaChoyka, it's also modifying Tamei Lo Nefesh. It's got to be Tamei Nefesh Lechem. Lechem means, says the Gemara, B'machveris Lechem. So Rabbi Yochanan's drasha is basically the same as Rabbi Lazar. There was an extra Olav, Machveris Olav, it has to be crystal clear to him. Here, the Tamei has to be Machveris Lechem, crystal clear to the person who is Tamei. If, however, he didn't know that he was Tamei because it's Tumas HaTahoyim, then the tzitz is meratza. The fact that it says lechem b'loshen rabim, as opposed to olav, which is just loshen yochid, the Gemara will speak about that in another moment. Abshim ben Lakish Amar, I also learn from the same pasuk as Rabbi Yochanan, but I don't learn from the lechem. I learn from the word kederech. It says in the pasuk, ki yatom lenefesh oy bederech, and we make a hekish of derech to tameh, ma derech begolui, just like a derech when people are traveling on the road, they see the road, hopefully they see the road, so they shouldn't get into traffic accidents, so they see the road. After menami begolui, you're only tameh if it's begolui, if you see it, if you know that there is tameh there. If it's tameh satahayim, you are off the hook, the tzitz is marat. So we have three rayas from Reb Lazar, Reb Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. Frank Dimar Meisveh. What's the definition of Tumas HaTahoyim? Nobody in the world, not in Africa, not in Australia, and not even in Alaska, nobody knows about this Tumah. But if there is one person on the North Pole, or even on the South Pole, one person knows that there is Tumah over here, that's not Tumas HaTahoyim. So therefore the definition of Tumas HaTahoyim is there anyone in the world that knows of the existence of this unknown cemetery? Okay. Faiti Mar. Reb Lozer, the Yom Machberis Olav, that it has to be clear to him. That's the word Olav. Faiti Mar. Adiyada who? It's not whether somebody on the North Pole and the South Pole knows about it. He's got to know about it. The Nazir has to know that he became Tamei. And only subsequently did he find out he was Tumah because he was on top of a Tumah Satayim. He didn't know until now. If he would have known, then that's a Tumah Yedua. Since he didn't know, it's a Tumah Satayim. That's what Rabbi Lozer learned from Machveres Olav. But the Braisa said, no. It's not that you know. It's somebody in the North Pole or the South Pole knows. That's already enough to take away the din of Tumah Satayim. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan Yom Lechem, Machveres Lechem, that means that the Yadibo train. Two people got to know. If two people know about it, then it's not Tumas HaTahoyim. That's not true. You only need one person on the North Pole that knows about it, and then it's already not Tumas HaTahoyim. It's not two, even one. And if Shimon Lokish the Omer Kederech, Adi Yadi Kuli Alma, then L'choyre it goes Mikotze L'kotze. It's not only that one person knows. Everybody's got to know, because a Derech, what was the limud of Reb Shimon Lakish, his limud was ma derech bigolui af tomenami bigolui. What means bigolui? If you go and take your Waze or your GPS and you put in 5 Main Street, everybody knows exactly where that derech, where Main Street is. It's well known to everyone. It's bigolui. So it's not enough that he knows. According to what we were saying, according to Reb Shimon Lakish, it's got to be that it's bigolui, everybody knows. Then it's no longer tumas hatohayim. According to the Braisa, you don't have to have everybody knowing. Just as long as there's one guy in the North Pole that knows about it, that's already enough. So therefore, l'chayda, none of these drushes fit in with the requirements and the rules set forth in the Braisa. And therefore, says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. El tumas hatohayim is taki hilchas agmirla. It's aloch l'moish v'sinai. And all those three psukim that we brought across, machtav yalma, the chachamim tried to go and find a pasuk where they can kind of hang their hats on that pasuk, as ashtiklu remez, ashtiklu raya, but really it's pure halach l'moish v'sinai. Fine. Nu shtiklu. Omer mar ba...
One brief question.
Yes.
Are we saying that since it's merata, a kohen of tahar, who experiences an unknown tumah that he's not, is Naziris doesn't end? We say that the tits can function like that to protect the kohen. We're talking earlier about korbanos, and the tits being merata and korbanos that are offered. This pasuk seems to be talking about, does the nazir have to start a new Naziris? He becomes a tumah to mas'ez, and the tits is protecting him from that? It seems like it's not the same quality.
Rashi yesterday in the Mishnah said that we're talking about a Nazir that had already gone through his 30 days, Baruch Hashem, totally unblemished. He made sure not to have any haircuts, made sure not to drink any wine or eat grapes. He made sure not to get anywhere close to a mess. Baruch Hashem, everything is great. He goes into the Beis HaMikdash, brings with him the karbonis of a carbon nozir tohoir, and before he does that, he has to do a tiglachas, he brings his karbonis, then you have to go and take the hair and put it under the dud, the whole 9 yards, everything is fine. And then we find out, after he brings his karbonis, hey, guess what? There was a mess down below your house from 800 years ago, an old ancient cemetery. What's halacha? Does he have to bring brand new karbonis now and start all again from the beginning, because any time that a nozir becomes tameh until his tahara is done, then he has to start from square one? Or do you say no? It says our Mishnah that because of the fact that this was tumas atahim, the tzitz is meratza, he brought his kavanis, he's no longer a nozir, he is shalom al Yisrael, he's a regular civilian. If you didn't have the benefit in Salah al-Moshe Mishinai, you would say, oh, sorry, he didn't know, you didn't know, I didn't know, Abba Lamaisa, he was Tamei, and so therefore he's going to have to start all again. He's going to have to go and count from day 1 to 30. He'll first have to bring his karbonos tuma, start again. That's the din of tumas atoyim, that he's off the hook and all of that. Okay?
Thank you for reminding that since it's only merata on karbonos and things in the Beis HaMikdash, he has no jurisdiction outside of there.
That's correct. But once it's merata and those karbonos, that means the Naziris is finished. He doesn't have to worry about the Yom Rishon Yiplo. If I wouldn't have the benefit of Tzitz Meratza, that means he's still the Nazir, and therefore Yom Rishon, we'd have to start all over again and bring Kabbanis Tumma and have a new 30 days and new Kabbanis, etc. That's Rashi in the Mishnah of yesterday. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara today, Omer Mar Bar Rav Ashi. This sin of Tumas Tohim is Meratza, the Tzitz Meratza, Leishon HaLeishonoy Deloy Le'achar Zrika. He is darik dam shaper is darik. Avnoi dolei lefnei zrika loy meratza. So let's talk about, for instance, the oisa pesach on erev pesach. So until now we have been assuming that the person Baruch Hashem was tohar, totally tohar. He really went to the mikveh 12 times that day. Everything was great. He brought his carbon pesach to the Beis Mikdash. They did a shechita. They did a zrika. Everything was beautiful. And then 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he finds out that he's living on a plot of land and there's an ancient cemetery down below and he was tamei tumas hatohayim. What's the luck about a person like this? Said in the Mishnah, since he didn't know. And nobody knew. Not even the Alaska and the North Pole and the South Pole. Nobody knew. The tzitz is merats on this individual. He does not have to bring a new carbon Pesach by Pesach Sheni. Period. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So Parsha Pshat is talking about, like Mar Bar Vashi says, he only found out at 5 o'clock after the Zrika took place. When the Zrika took place, Shap is Darek. At that time, nobody knew about that cemetery. But what happens if, in fact, 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach, people tell him, did you know that you've been living on top of that cemetery for 800 years? Listen, I'm not 800 years old. Of course I didn't know that I've been living on top of the cemetery. I don't mean that you've been living for 800 years. I mean that the cemetery is 800 years old and there's an ancient cemetery. I didn't know anything. That's Tumas HaTayim. So the person is Tummy. So what happens? Noidele the Fnezrika. And we say, well, I want to bring the Karbonis anyway. After all, was Tumas HaTayim. Says Ma'ab Ravashi, Loi Meratza, don't even think about bringing the Karbonis. The tzitz will not be Meratza, since we know at the time of the Zrika that you're Tummy. Now it's a Tummy Yedua. Okay, it sounds very straightforward. But it's not so simple. Because Meisvei, in the Brayis, the Taka says differently. What happens if they went and they unearthed a derech, a superhighway, or a road, or whatever, and they find that underneath it there was nebuch a mess that was mushkav l'roch by shel derech. It means horizontal to where the people were traveling, and so therefore everybody on that road had to have gone over that mess, because the mess was not li'orkoi, but it was l'roch by shel derech, whether you were going south or north, east or west, on that road makes no difference. You definitely went over that mess. Okay, so now what's the deal? It was a tumas atoim. Nobody knew that there was a mess there. Tamei lenozer. I'm sorry. The truma is tamei. The coin that wants the truma, he is tamei. The nozer is a pesach. He is tahar. Now, what's the reason why the coin with the truma is tamei? Because there's no din of tumas atoim legabe truma, but there is a din of tumas atoim legabe nozer is a pesach, and therefore they're tahir. Now the Gemara is Madaik. What means that Tomei V'tar? The Chol Tomei V'tar Lehabahu. Tomei V'tar means that their future status is that of that the Koyim who went over this Derech, this Roch Meshul Derech, he is Tomei, and he will be Tomei until he goes and has Shlish Yushvi and Hazon and the goes to the Mikveh, etc. And the Nozvah is a Pesach, they will be Tar, they remain Tar. And therefore, the Chol Tomei V'tar Lehabahu. And that sounds like, therefore, if you find that the Oisa Pesach walked 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach on that Roch Meshul Derech without knowing about it, and subsequently he found out about it on Erev Pesach prior to the Shechit of Izrika, the Pasuk, the Brayza tells us, he's Tahar. He continues to be Tahar, even though he walked over a mess, because it was Tumas HaTahayim. So therefore, that sounds like that even if the Shechita and Zrika are done post his discovery of the Tumah, he still remains Tahir. Says the Gemara, you're right. Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar, we have to now change what Mar Bar Avashi said. Omer Mar Bar Avashi, loy teimen noida loy li acha Zrika. Hu demrat. Don't say that it's only in the case when he found out later. Ava noidel of Nezrika, loy meratza. If he found out he had Tumas HaTohim, it's not meratza. Ela filu noidel of Nezrika, meratza. Even though it's before bringing the carbon Pesach. I know that I was living on top of Tumas HaTohim. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the tzitz is meratza. Why? His tummy, his mile al hames, he was living in his living room, in his bedroom, in his dining room, smack over bones from 800 years ago. Why is he tohar? Why is it tzitz meratza? Halacha le Moshe mi Sinai. And therefore it makes absolutely no difference whether he found out about it before the Zrika or after the Zrika. The person, Baruch Hashem, brought a kosher carbon. He will not have to go and bring a second carbon by Pesach Sheni. Gufa. Yes.
How does this play into the previous discussion of how who has to know? But if it was already known to someone that the mate was there, but not known to him, is it Maratza?
Right. We're talking about at the time that he became Tamei. According to the Gemara's Teretz, we're not focusing on the Zman of the Zrika, but the time that he became Tamei. When did he become Tamei? When did he become Tamei? When he was traveling over that road. At that time, Did he know that there was a mess there? No. Did anybody on the north?
It's subjective. It refers to him alone.
No. According to Gemara's Teretz, it goes to anybody in the world. Did anybody in the world know at the moment that he was traveling over that road that there was tumah there, that there was a mess there? Nobody knew. That's tumah satay. An hour after he finished traveling over that road, the parks department, the highway department, decided to go and cut up the road. And as they are bulldozing and as they're breaking the road, they find, there's never a mess over there. Nobody knew that there was a mess. And that mess has been there for 50 years, 100 years. Nobody knew there was a mess over there. So that's tumah satay. And at that...
But at that point,
yes,
you're relying upon the parks department to put up a sign. Suppose the parks department doesn't put up a sign. He doesn't know that there's a mess there and he goes over it.
If from that point on, that the parks department or the highway department knows there's somebody that knows, it's no longer tumah satay. And since no longer tumah satay, he will be tamei, and the tzitz is not going to help him one iota. It's only that nobody knows. Okay, getting back to our Gemara Gufa. Gufa, the Gemara brings now a braisa. Hamoitzin mes mushkim l'rochvei shel derech. Same case as we had before. A mess is nebuch. They find the mess underneath the road. And in the meantime, a whole bunch of people have gone over that road without knowing it was a tumah satahim. Litruma tamei. The coin that went over it is tamei, and he cannot eat truma, and he's tamei, and he's going to have shlishi shvi in the whole 9 yards, because there's no din of tumas hatahim being nisratza legabi eating truma. Only the gabi korbanis, the tzitz, helps out. The nose voice of Pesach is tar. That's our Mishnah, that the tzitz is maratza. B'mendavamurim sheinle mokum lavar. That's tafka if the mess was taka le rochbei shel derech, that there's no way that you went over the derech without being mile on that mess. Aber yesh mokum lavar, if to the right or to the left, in other words, that road was, let's say, 10 feet wide, the mess is only 6 feet wide, so if you went to the right or to the left, you would have passed that mess, and you would not have gone over the mess. I don't remember exactly where I was traveling on the road. If there's yesh mokum lavar after tumator, then we will assume that he didn't go over the mess, but he went to the right, to the left. In other words, if there's any reason to be somech lekulu, will be mekel. And the reason why we're going to be mekel, Barry will remind us, because safek tumah b'rishus harabim is tohar, and this derech by definition is in the rishus harabim. So safek tumah b'rishus harabim is tohar. Medvar amurim shemitzoy shalit. The whole concern is that you found a body that was totally intact from beginning to end. Al mishum b'mafurik. However, if over the years nebuch the bones had scattered underneath the road, then tohar. Washev ben aprokim avar. Even the kohen that walked over there, maybe he didn't walk directly on the bones, maybe he walked in between the bones, like people that try to walk between the raindrops so that they should not get wet. He walked in between the bones, he shouldn't become tummy. In other words, not that he intentionally did it, nobody knows that there's a mess there, but perhaps when he was walking, he walked in such a configuration that he didn't walk directly over a mess, because it was always in between the bones. That's why we'd be taught. However, the caver, if we discover underneath the road that this wasn't just a mess that was that died there and then they covered him over, but rather they established a full-fledged caver, it would be a coffin there, or you can tell that they dug out into the ground a caver. Even if the body is never scattered in pieces here and there, it's still tameh. If you walked over the caver itself has a din, a tziruf, or tameh. That's when the person is just walking on the street with his feet. If he himself has a backpack, or he's holding suitcases or something like that, or if he's riding on the back of a horse or a donkey, then he's tamei. Why? When a person is walking straight on his feet without carrying any peklach, and he's not riding on the back of a horse or a donkey, so he can be careful to walk in a straight line and to avoid going and be mild on the mess. However, a person who is carrying such a packages on his back, or he's carrying suitcases, whatever, or rochav, he's on the back of an animal, by definition, from time to time, he's going to swerve back and forth. He's going to go and move a little to the right, a little to the left. It's not going to be a straight line. And therefore, he might very well have been mild, even though he didn't realize it. Now, all of this is talking about Tumas HaTohayim, that nobody knew. If people knew that there was a mess, not I didn't know. If I would have known, I wouldn't have walked in this road. But other people knew, people in the town, people in the city, people in Alaska, people knew. It's a Tumi Yidua, then you're Tumi. What's the difference between Tumi Yidua and Tumas HaTohayim? We repeat again from before. Beizhi Tumas HaTohayim, Kosh Lehikar Bo'e Echa B'Seif Oilem, nobody knows. Hikar Bo'e Echa B'Seif Oilem, if one person in Alaska knows, and the Tumas HaTohayim, it's not a Tumas HaTohayim, gotta be nobody knows. Mitzoy, if they found never the mess, Tumun B'Teven, never in a haystack, B'Ofar, in earth, Tsroyrois, pebbles, Harz Tumas HaTohayim. That is Tumas HaTohayim that nobody knew. However, if we find the mess, Bamayim, that he happens to be submerged under the water, or Bafela, or it's very, very dark cave, or Benekikas Loim, in the crevices, in the cracks between the boulders, ain't it Tumas HaTohayim? Why is that Tumas HaTohayim, says Rashi? Because we're assuming that somebody did know about it. Since this mess was in the water, well, usually the water is clear. You should be able to go and see to the bottom. And therefore, probably somebody knew. And if it's Bafela, tak, it's very, very dark. Somebody may have lit a match or taken his iPhone and pushed that little button to go and bring some light. So he saw that there is a mess there. Or the Kikas Loim, if you bend over to the boulders and look in between, you might have seen him. So that's not Tumas HaTohayim, because the assumption is that somebody knew about this mess, didn't do anything about it, but it was known. Finally, Voy Amru, this is the Rebchi that we started off with on today's plat. Tumas HaTohayim Eina, I'm sorry, Tumas HaTohayim, Voy Amru, Tumas HaTohayim, Ella Mes Bulva, the whole of the Tumas HaTohayim is only Gabi a mess. What does that come to exclude? It might come to exclude, according to one man, Yom Tumas Sheretz, if you hold Ein Shechem Zorkin out to Mesheret. Or it might come to exclude Ziva, depending on what Rabbi Yossi holds in Rabbi Yishia. They hold the Mafreya, Mikar Rabbam, Mid Rabbanan, Min HaTorah, like we started off today's Gemara. Or maybe it comes to exclude a Koyin, that only by Baalim and not by Kahanim. So that's the discussion that we had yesterday and today. The Gemara Lemaisa was not poishit what it comes to exclude, but it certainly comes to exclude something, one or more of the cases that we discussed, either to Masharetz or to Maziva or the Koyim, that that's only by Mes Bovad and not by any other category. I think we'll stop over here. If there are any questions, great. Otherwise, we'll continue Metrim tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Hearing none, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai, and Zaki Bench and Zaki Zint, and hope to see you all, Mitchum, tomorrow. Welcome to you.